Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 45B, the halftime edition. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell what time it is.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yeah.
Bears defense.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Jose. Right?
And Jose's still in the house.
We still here.
That's
right.
Yeah.
We got those vision coming
at you. We ain't going anywhere, brother.
Oh, no. It's a long night, brother. McAllen's in the house and NWA's in the house.
Yes.
And Bears wiping the floor.
Khalil Mack's in the house. That's just in the fucking house.
That whole Bear D's in the house.
Oh, but Khalil Mack tonight has just been eaten up. 71. Whoever 71 is on the Vikings coach, sorry, but I don't know his name. It doesn't matter because he's getting his ass beat.
I enjoyed the replay of him on his butt.
Getting pushed back.
Which
blown
one?
Just, back.
Which yes. one on his butt?
Blown up.
Right?
I mean, and it's not, and Khalil Mack, it's never the same way twice. Like, it's a bum rush, and then it's a speed move, and then it's a swipe, and then it's a head, you know, whatever, it's hand play, whatever.
It is.
Oh,
and
so
that's what we talked
good.
About with Leonard Floyd, man, where he gets
yep.
stuck.
Yep.
He does his first move, and then that gets
that's
stopped.
It. Like, oh darn. Huh. Look at that.
Look, anyway. The one thing that is consistent is him getting past whoever's in front of him.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all it is.
All right, so 14-zip lead by the beloved.
With a two-pointer.
Correct. The Vikings got the ball first, so right off the bat, three and out. Great start by the defense. And then there's a first down on the reverse call by Taylor Gabriel. They ran a reverse to him. With Trey Burton out in front. And then Trubisky found the check down. They got three. Somewhat disappointing on the first drive because they were charging downfield pretty well.
Well, they took the time to tell us that, you know, they're going up against the best third down conversion defense.
Correct.
Respect and, my authority!
That's right.
So, and it really didn't matter, though.
So the great Cody Parkey, boom. Nails it for three, bears up three zip, then proceeds to kick.
Did it hit the upright, Joe?
Not at all. Right down the middle.
No dings.
No dings.
All right.
Then proceeded to, on the ensuing kickoff, kick it out of bounds.
Oh.
So the Vikings got the ball on the 40, and they were charging them. They were getting upfield pretty quick, and then number 52 stepped in and said, yeah, I think you guys are done. Forces the fumble, recovers the fumble.
I'll need some beer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then the Bears get the ball back. Mitch turns it over on a pick down the middle. Probably shouldn't have thrown the ball.
A nice
right. That's a negatory good, buddy.
Right, guys? Probably shouldn't have thrown that in triple coverage.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
If you're going to throw it, overthrow it.
Before you go on to the next you know, script there, what your beautiful little notes you have on your iPhone. There,
it's pretty.
Yes, sir. You know, the one thing that I did want to point out about that whole deal is that Trubisky's got to learn to see that stuff, right?
Yes.
And I know it's a work in progress.
Sure.
He's getting there, things. Yep. But he's got to learn to see that.
The bar has been raised.
Yes, yes. You're not the little boy anymore. Like, oh, he's going to learn. No.
Now.
That's something he should have seen. That was not, it wasn't disguised.
Nope.
It wasn't masked. Right.
That's right. That's right, Lana. that's right. So the Vikings went three and out. Bears got the ball back. Great catch by Anthony Miller in the end zone. Just keep it on him because that ball was going everywhere. It was down by his, you know, groinal area. And then, but he managed to somehow still not let it touch the ground in the end zone. Tutty. Go for two, get it. Great little outrun. Trubisky rolled out.
Yep.
Hits Josh Bellamy in stride. Boom. 11-0 Bears.
Now, when we see the defense of the Vikings in the red zone,
yes.
Are they falling short, or do we got them on their heels?
We got them on their heels.
That's right.
That's what it seems like.
Matt.
Heels. I believe that's correct.
Heels.
And here in my notes, I have the Vikings then went three and out. They've had three and outs. Khalil Mack just killing it.
That's
what I have in my notes.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's run down what is Mac doing today besides pretty much pushing everyone out of his way. What else has he done?
He's had a forced fumble
that's
recovery.
Right. That's right. Putting pressure constantly.
All kinds of pressure.
Oh, he almost had two sacks.
Correct.
Right?
Well, more than that.
But I mean, well, two that were legit.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But the pressure, two near falls.
Correct.
Can I say near falls?
You can say near falls.
Yeah,
sure.
We're going near falls.
Yeah. He's just been...
Sorry, pal. We're going to have to do this later. But could you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Could you have a great day? Could you do that for me?
I think he is. Yeah, oh, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mack.
Thank you, Mr. Mack. So the Mitch gets the ball back. Screen to Cohen. Has this just sick spin move. Ditches the, I believe it was a linebacker, ditched him to get the first down. And then a key, I don't know what the Vikings dude was thinking, but he got it unsportsmanlike for throwing a towel.
Ridiculous.
It was kind of a dumb.
You know what? I'll be honest. If that happened against the Bears, I'd be pissed.
I'd lose my shit. Yeah, you're right.
No, I disagree. I think it was a good call.
All right. Well, okay, fine. Well played. All right.
You can't be throwing the towel at someone like that. Someone can lose an eye.
Vicious towel.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Vicious.
You know, I got to say, too, yeah. not just max pressure, but the whole line. They're getting really good pressure.
They are, for sure.
Can you feel the pressure?
I can.
100%. Yeah. Like, Hicks is eating it up, and we'll get to Mr. Leonard Floyd here in a minute.
Yeah.
We have a Parkey field goal to make it 14-0, and no punts in the first half by the Bears. No Pat O'Donnell. We did not have to see him in the first half.
You know, I would have liked to have seen him kick off.
Yes.
After the field goal.
I agree. Yes.
I appreciated that. I'm sorry if I was not paying attention to the episode, but the starting on the 40-yard line, is that a thing? I used to think it was, if it was went out of bounds, it was on the 35.
That's what I always thought, too. But they penalized him even more now.
Things are different.
But you should never kick the ball out of bounds.
No.
No.
Ever.
Unless you're kicking it through the back of the end zone.
He didn't ding the post, so he had to make up.
True.
Correct.
He did kick it right down the
middle. Correct.
But the thing is that
perfect.
How will
I
know,
I don't know what's the matter with you.
That the fries are done? No one's
ding.
Dinged.
Ding. They go ding.
Ding by the time. Ding by the time. I mean, we need that ding.
Oh, is that what you want?
Yep.
Because that's how you get ants.
Yay.
Ding.
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 And then in my notes, I typed very little yakko so far, meaning yards after contact.
Mm.
And then ... until the 25-yard reception by Stephon Diggs. Roquan went a little high on him, and he just shook it off. And Diggs turned it into a 25-yard catch. Then Khalil Mack. Actually, it was Leonard Floyd who blew the play up that caused Cousins to throw the interception. And
I didn't
victory
see
formation.
The, I didn't see the replay on that, Joe. So yeah. I'm not gonna say that's a
Floyd,
thing.
Floyd went on a stunt.
Nope.
And he didn't get through the guy.
No.
Mm-mm.
But he did this jump. It was crazy. He jumped.
No, he didn't. I haven't seen the replay. So okay.
It didn't happen.
If
it didn't,
I don't
if
believe
there's no replay. It didn't exist.
I don't believe Joe Grimm's fairy tales.
That's fair. That's fair.
Good. Joe and his stories.
Right.
That's fine.
It's story time.
But it's 14. It's 14-0. Bears the half. What do you guys think?
I'm not
say those two words. Don't say
because I called you guys out on that at first. And you guys,
that's right.
Went
you did.
There.
That's right.
Yes, but you did.
Yep.
The one thing I do not want to see that I saw a hint of, but they recovered with the pick, so they dodged it. But I don't want to see any of that poor tackling towards the end of the half.
Yes.
No.
That open field tackling. No. That, correct. Like you said, Jay.
That smelled like Miami.
Miami.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Not teen spirit.
No.
But
no.
Like Miami.
That'd be good if
yes,
it was
sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they would.
Yeah. They just cannot. You can't allow the yakko, which is yards after contact. You can't allow that, which they did a pretty good job of until the Diggs play.
Right.
But they, overall, in the half, I thought they were pretty well. I thought they did a pretty good job.
Jay, what's your take for the next half?
Are you afraid of Fuller or...
Afraid of Fuller?
Or Amukamara just not being able to cover in the second half?
No.
Okay.
I think they're fine.
All right.
I don't foresee a problem unless... I mean, the Vikings are going to have to make adjustments at halftime because whatever they're trying on offense is just...
Not working. Right.
Are you scared of
I don't know if that means you have to run the ball more now.
I'm not afraid.
I'm very much less afraid. That's the way I'll put it. But here's the problem: is
my balls
like said,
are outside of
like
my
said,
pants right
they've got,
now, so I'm just, that's I'm just
you,
showing them.
You do
just
not
letting
have
them. I'm letting them hang.
You don't have any pants on.
Turnquist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
He's not. But
yes,
if they like, for example, if the Vikings try to run the ball more, which
you ever been in a cockpit before?
Yeah, that's right.
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
That's right. I mean, that's what it's going to be. It's that unless there's some drastic
Khalil Mack
change.
Khalil Mack is just going to take his balls
you're just
and
let
just
Khalil Mack
throw
just
them
keep,
in people's face.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're just going to let Khalil Mack just keep running roughshod on you and not double team him and not do anything else to him, blah, 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 then that's it. Game's over. Bears victory, game over.
Right?
You better try something new, because what you're doing in the first half ain't working.
Well, on top of the open field tackling, that was like, it was just one.
Yes, it was.
But it was non-existent.
but the other thing, too, is I don't want to see what they started doing.
What's this lying around shit?
You don't want to see them start giving up those big plays.
Correct.
They had two to Thielen.
Correct.
They had a big one to Diggs.
At the end. Yeah.
And it's like, here we go.
Starting to wind up.
They weren't playing, Tom Thayer pointed out, because we got Jay and his awesome synchronization. We have Bears audio and crappy ass.
Did you go to school for that?
No. Well, I did, but I don't get paid for it.
And
I don't get paid for a lot of stuff.
And Jonek said that they're not playing prevent defense, but they're just not letting anybody behind them.
Correct.
They want to keep everything in front of them, which is whatever. But you got to be more aggressive. Don't let your foot off the gas.
Don't you remember the Ditka line?
And killer, you have
prevent defense prevents you from winning.
You have to have killer instinct now.
Yeah.
This is where Nagy has to turn it up.
But
don't let your foot off the fucking gas.
That's where we've struggled,
though.
That's
what we talked about last week.
That's my point. Exactly.
That he said, I mean, he'll come out and he'll throw right away. Watch this.
Yeah.
Because the guy will lick his hand.
That's right, because he'll lick his hand. You cannot let your foot off the gas, not on defense and not on offense. You have to keep these guys on their heels and keep them off the field.
And you know,
you
I don't
do that, you're going
to
win the game.
I don't even need to see them ratchet it up. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
correct.
That's just
stay consistent.
That's the thing.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And when they
came out and didn't like, they looked like they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, right?
They looked afraid. Right. Yeah. Right. Well, and
hey, we're winning. We shouldn't be. What's up?
There was a point. I can't remember if it was the second or third series where we're watching the game, and I just blurted out, I was like, "This is the first time I saw the Bears really doing adjustments on the fly."
Yes. Yeah.
And it looked good. It was working.
In the first half,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
That's absolutely correct.
More of that, please.
More of that.
Please do. All right, so we're going to wrap up the halftime edition here. We're about 12 minutes in, so we're about to kick the ball back off.
I told you. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Keep them up, baby. All right, we'll see you at the end of the game, hopefully with a great result. Bears. We'll see you. Bears.
Peace.
All right, we're back post-game. Bears.
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 You are.
Bears.
You are.
Bears.
You are.
Bears. Bears 25-20 victory. Very
break
not.
This record as frequently as possible.
That's right.
Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Because it does feel good.
Because it does. It really does.
Jay the Letter, are you feeling good?
I am feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling as good as the E in Tony, as the Y in Tony,
that's right,
as the I in Tony.
That's right.
I'm feeling, that's how good I'm feeling.
That's right.
Because it does feel good.
Man. And
it really does.
And to say that I was itchy the whole second half.
Put it this way.
If you were to put a piece of coal up my butt.
Yeah. We got
at
diamonds.
Halftime, we got diamonds.
We get diamonds.
That'd be Coal City Joe diamonds.
Coal City.
Show feels good. They pull it out, which is great, but they did themselves no favors. But that's great. No, it's all good. And Akeem Hicks, by the way, he's a man.
Right?
I don't know if you knew this or not.
No.
He's a man.
Tell me about
it. He's all man.
Right?
That dude was unbelievable.
He's a grown-ass man.
He is a grown-ass man.
I mean, honestly. Khalil Mack,
yeah, for the
you're
first,
like, okay, the first cool, but nope.
The first half was the Khalil Mack game.
The
second half was the Akeem Hicks game.
Yes.
That dude,
cause
he was even in on the two-pointer.
Yeah.
He was in the game.
Right.
They put him out wide. I'm sitting there going, that's Akeem Hicks running over there.
And here's the hook, man. It's like, I'm going to put three people on Khalil Mack.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Cool.
We got more people.
We got more people.
I'm just gonna run you guys over. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna run you guys over. That's what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna do it again.
I told you.
Yep.
Touchdown.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
Two turnovers that could have potentially been bad, but the Bears defense stepped up both times, held them to a field goal on a short field. That basically won the game for him in a nutshell. Mitch did not look super great tonight as a whole, but they held. They took care of business when they had to. Like I said, they stopped them gave him two short fields, and you would expect at least one of those to probably get in the end zone, and neither of them did.
Right. So the Mitch and the great fantasy standing
stuffed.
Hey, I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
man, man, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Great fantasy points. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who plays fantasy?
Yeah, who? I don't do that.
I don't. Nah,
dorks.
That is, you know, that is baby talk.
Losers.
Who the fuck talk? Fucking.
And just for the record, I don't care.
That's correct. Neither does Matt Nagy.
Did I mention that I'm winning my fantasy team?
25-20 victory.
Tom, tonight. Cut that out.
Yeah, cut that out. Make sure you
cut it out.
Just delete it out when you're done.
Just when you're.
I had the Bears defense. They did really good.
Boring. You're boring everybody. Quit boring everyone.
All right. Well, here's a way to not bore you guys.
Okay.
Let's get into a little bit of content.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of notes that I was taking.
Please do.
Jay kept yelling at me. Content.
And I was too busy taking the secured diamond up my butt.
Proverbial diamond dump.
Right. So one of the things we said at halftime, right, watching out for Thielen. And as soon as they come in the second half, what do they do? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Three times at Thielen.
Yep.
They kind of did.
Right? Yep. Not feeling really good. I think that's when Joe started playing the good. Call.
That was not
for us. No.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I did want to find one interesting little tidbit about you two watching the game. And, I couldn't help but take this down, but you guys hate it. Absolutely hate when they go no backfield.
Yes. We both hate it.
What is that?
You are such a massive wuss.
We do.
We don't like
we
it.
We hate it.
Here's the reason why I personally don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons. One, you're telegraphing it's a pass.
Correct.
That's one.
Other than licking your fingers.
Other than licking your fingers. Correct. Number two.
By the way, Joe, did you manage to take any stats on how many times you licked the fingers before you passed?
I did not.
No, okay. No.
But number one reason why I don't like it is because, again, you're just basically, we're throwing the ball. That's one. Two, you give him no real safety outlet.
None.
And three, there's nobody back there to help him if they blitz. Now, granted, when you play five wide, blitzing is kind of tough to do. You got to have some balls of stone to pull it off.
Right.
But if they do pull it off, there's nobody back there to help Mitch Trubisky at all.
To chip. To chip anyone.
No. But the purpose, I agree with you guys to a degree. I think that the no backfield is key play to call at the right time. I think it's one of those calls that timing's everything.
Correct. If it's
timing's everything.
If it's if it's a passing down anyway, if it's like third long.
No. Your face does.
Or if you're trying to catch him off guard.
Talk
about rich people problems.
I'm less upset if they do it. I went to school with less upset.
you went to school. I thought you were in a band.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's later. That comes later. He was a terrible bass player.
Guilty.
I lost my fucking train of thought. God damn it. I hate you both.
Oh my gosh. Really? It's not that hard. Timing, the call, no backfield.
No backfield, right.
Boring.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It came back to me. Sorry. If it's third and long, again, if it's a passing situation, you know, if it's second and two, or, you know, if you're going to try to trick them on first down, or it's third and long, okay, great. And then I'm not too upset about it.
Right, but relative to this game, and when it was called, it worked flawlessly. Because I enjoyed jumping up after you guys complained about
right.
it, and they converted very well.
No, I'm...
So...
Right. It's just a pet peeve.
All I'm saying...
Hey, I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, you would.
Do I think it's a fundamental flaw? No. Is it a pet peeve? Yes.
Gotcha.
100%.
Okay, no, fair enough. How did you guys feel about Trubisky still flying around?
That's another thing we don't like.
No.
I mean, designed runs.
It got him first downs. It got him first downs, but man,
No.
He's your franchise.
Yeah.
Well, actually, technically, Khalil Mack is your franchise, but he's your offensive franchise.
Correct.
So you mean to tell me you didn't like the way he would slide on his right arm?
No. I didn't like that.
Or kind dive head first.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
So that was bad.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just curious.
Right. No, I'm just
saying. If he's flushed out, it's good that he's mobile.
Again.
True.
Correct.
Yeah. But don't.
But I don't want designed runs for Mitch unless it's in the red zone.
Right. Right. He's not like Cam Newton big. Cam Newton can just truck the linebacker, right? Like, he's not that big.
No.
So don't do that. Stop it. You need him.
It's bad.
And not only do you need him, I would even go so far as he's so inexpensive, he's almost essential, right?
True.
Yeah.
Because his cap hit is so small.
Yeah. Right. For the next, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can spend that money somewhere
else.
That's
why you reach up to get somebody that you gamble on.
Yeah, have some. Yeah. You know, have.
So you can have a Kevin White that is a healthy scratch.
Correct.
And you'd rather have Floyd who is a.
Taekwon Mazel instead of. Yeah, you'd have Taekwon Mazel instead of Kevin White.
Right? Again.
Which is fine. I mean, Kevin, at least Taekwon Mazel returns kicks. Right? He's the kickoff guy. So, right. Okay, right. Fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
But you want Benny Cunningham. Really,
he's the guy that took care of business at the end. Yeah,
and
he got to it before it hit the ground, before it could take some crazy fucking bounce. Like he charged it and got it before it hit the ground and secured the win.
We're waiting.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
You know, another thing though, to kind of dovetail into what we were talking about a little bit in the first half,
yep.
about Trubisky is he threw that pick, right?
Yep.
Correct.
And he goes and does it again.
Yeah.
I mean, and this time it wasn't throwing into coverage. Mm-hmm. It was just quack.
It was the second one, maybe both, but the second one for sure. Robinson looks like they just weren't on the same page.
Right.
Yeah. They just were not on the same page.
Yeah. It made it look like it was a duck initially.
Yeah. Two routes.
And on the replay, you could see, wait, which play did you call?
Right. No, it was A-Rob. It was two in a row where the first one hit him in the foot. And the second one was wait, we called this and you didn't do this. Right. So
yeah. And I don't want to do this. It's gonna hurt me. It's gonna hurt me. It's gonna hurt me to do
call
this.
Call it.
Do it.
Kyle Fuller played pretty well. The entire defense.
Do you want
well.
Ants? Yeah, because that's how you get ants.
He played pretty well. You gotta give the devil his due. He played pretty well. Eddie Jackson on the pick six. Was ridiculous. That was a great jump on the route, and then he had nobody in front of him. He had easy pick six.
Well, speaking of that pick six, though, to kind of go back to pregame, who were you scared of again?
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, not so much.
There's my.
How do you do tonight?
You know what was?
Way.
You know what?
Well, he didn't fumble.
Tight. He didn't
so
fumble.
Let's give him that.
He did throw. He did throw a pick six.
Well, he traded in his fumbles for a pick six.
Right. Well, there's that.
There's that. Yeah.
Fail. And all kudos to the Bears D. Right?
Cyril, hey, you awake? Because this is about to get weird.
That's right. You know, it's.
I mean, how did he do tonight, though?
I am looking him up now.
Oh, look.
Man.
I see.
We have a guy that works for Stats Inc.
And
I got things.
Yeah.
He has the.
Oh, but he's doing college football, not pro football.
Well, he does a lot of stuff.
It just lets me pay attention more.
He's not getting me stats, though. Like the 262 yards from Cousins I was looking for.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
Yeah, and on this little apparently. Cool little thing that I want to call a phone.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's because they're stupid. That's why. That's why everybody does everything.
Jason, here's one for you. Ready? Kirk Cousins, 30 of 46. He almost reached the 49 threshold. We almost had another loss in the column. 262, two picks, two tuts. Also got sacked twice, once by Khalil Mack, once by Keem Hicks, I believe, had the other one. Mitch, 20 of 31, only 165, one tut, two picks.
Yeah, see.
Arguably his worst game.
Since the six touchdowns game, right?
Yeah.
Worst game came against who again? That'd be us.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah.
So well, here's one. End all be all, though.
You'll
just to kind of put
wherever
a knot.
There's a red square,
a bow?
It's the day when I've had diarrhea at some point in the day.
No, that's a right. knot. And that's tribute to our wonderful friend on the radio talking about sand dials.
Yeah, sand dials. Tom Verde.
Yeah. So,
oh, God, the clock's moving so slow. It's moving like a sand
it's
dial.
It's moving
sand
like a dial. Sand
so
dial.
In, wait, what? In the spirit of sand dials, I'm going to put a knot on this as opposed to a bow.
It's fair.
And say that, I stand by what I said at the beginning of this this whole night. I fear not the Cousins.
And
well
and
played.
Let's be
you win.
And what did you and one thing that Jason and I have been harping on from day one, stop running Tariq Cohen between the tackles. And what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
He got popped.
No.
He coughed up the ball.
And just for the record, I don't care.
That's exactly.
Right. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we can afford not
the
to
Vikings
care right
The Vikings only tried to run the ball 14 times today for a whopping 22 yards.
But that was dictated by the Bear.
It was, very much
it
so.
It was.
Your leading rusher, Jordan Howard, 18 carries, 63 yards. Three and a half average, so right there for you. Trubisky, 10 carries, 43 yards. As a team, they averaged 3.8 yards, and they rushed the ball 39 times.
And let's do that. Let's keep doing that.
Correct. Run
and
the
burning
skin,
clock.
Run the skin of the pig.
Yeah, man.
Now, you know, in true fashion.
If you can't do that, then people stop
the run with the bats.
Yeah. Correct.
Right.
That's right.
That is correct. I couldn't wait to come here and be your honored guest.
Yes.
And to watch Jay.
We're so happy to have you.
Jay the letter say that's
right.
Correct.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's a Jay Sleet Shirley staple.
Do kids drink in colleges when we say that?
They should.
They do?
They,
right?
I think they
That's
do,
a
yeah.
shot, right?
That's a shot.
You have to
yes.
J the letter?
Yes. Well, it's because of your podcast.
Well, yeah. Right.
Clearly.
Absolutely.
Clearly. Leading receiver for the Bears, Taylor Gabriel. 7 catches, 52 yards.
Yeah. He was the kid today.
Which receiver stretched all 5 feet, 7 inches to
Taylor,
catch the ball?
Taylor Gabriel.
What did you say? What was that?
Oh, I said with all due respect. Yeah. That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No,
sure as heck
it doesn't.
Yes,
it does. Geneva Convention. Look it up.
It's in the Geneva Convention.
I love the Geneva
Convention. Stephon Diggs, 13 catches, 126.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
And a tut. Severely fuck that guy. Exactly correct.
Defensive language.
Looks like leading tackler on the Bear today, Prince Amukamara, 8 tackles.
Well, they did
eight
keep
tackles for
going
Prince Amukamara.
They threw the ball a lot to him.
They threw the ball a lot.
Hey, did we throw over there yet?
Right.
Roquan Smith, second leading tackler.
Oh, nice.
6 catches and a helper.
Roquan.
Same for Kyle Fuller, 6 tackles and a helper. Hakeem Hicks, 6 tackles, a sack. And a lot of pressure. I mean, a lot of pressure. Between Hicks in the middle and Mac on the outside, they just beat the piss out of the Vikings' offensive line.
Yeah.
And they're going to play. They play again later this year.
And Mac's part of the line says,
"This is everybody's fault but mine."
Yeah.
Correct.
Because, yeah.
They better figure it out.
That guy was on his back a lot.
A lot. A lot. A lot. And there was the roughing the penalty, the roughing the passer call on Hicks. Deservedly so, and you should have hit him harder.
Right?
If you're going to do it.
I felt good about it.
Yeah,
I really
wasn't upset
did.
About it.
It's
it
awful.
Gave you the warm and fuzzy.
It did.
I mean, it is going to be a penalty.
Honestly.
But, yeah, dropped him on his head, basically.
It's warm and fuzzy, and it wasn't the liquor.
And again, I don't condone.
There's been a lot of liquor.
I don't condone necessarily violence, but if you're going to. The point of my whole thing has been. If you're going to call somebody tapping another dude roughing the passer, then get your money's worth.
Correct. Yeah,
that's been my
correct.
Point.
True, no doubt.
And he got his money's worth.
Yep. I did find
that's been my point.
This to be really
this is pretty f***ed up right here.
It is fucked up.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah.
I did find, and again, paying some homage here to the guy who actually works at Stats.
Yeah.
The 2 times that they converted Viking touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Bears kind of let them get into a rhythm. Both of those were on 11
Agreed.
Drives.
Yeah, they were
11 plays.
There were a lot of
74 yards.
Yeah.
The other one was 11, 11 plays.
I mean, time of possession
yards.
In the first half. I think the Vikings had the ball 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some ridiculous low amount of money, amount of time.
No, man. It, yeah.
And you got to be careful with that, though.
You
the only
really,
reason I'm bringing
you
out
really,
because
no, you
yeah,
really
no.
do.
Yeah, for sure.
And 100%. And we don't have a tough schedule coming up. No. That was pretty cool if you were watching.
Right.
They threw up their
yeah,
the schedule.
They're like middle,
difficulty.
Like the Bears are like middle of the pack.
14.
Like
the 14th
yeah, like middle of the pack.
Correct.
And what I didn't like, though.
Packers have the easiest.
They do. I saw that.
Yeah. Easiest. Now, at least the one thing I did like about that, though, is that for my fantasy team.
Mm.
Sure.
It's going to work
sure.
pretty
Very
well.
Greedy.
Yeah.
That's greedy.
Uh-huh.
That's greedy. That's real greedy.
Isn't it is.
That
it's kind of thirsty.
That's
actually
is
what it is.
That's what that is right there.
I am parched.
Well, I probably shouldn't show you this, but I'm totally going to.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell me about it, Joe.
So next on Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Gobble mother from Gobble.
Bears
Lions. And do you merit any of the talk that this is like when the Bears game got flexed to a night game that it made a lick of difference? In terms of like their because they had the early game, right? They had a noon game today, and it got flexed to the night game, and they got to turn around and play the early game Thursday.
It felt worse to me that they flexed tonight. If they played at noon today, I would have been like, Bears.
Yeah.
You know, fuck. I mean, it would have been over.
Right.
Yeah.
They would have extra time. But
like, we said it too.
That's my point.
I mean, we're worried about it being a primetime game.
What we're saying.
I mean, they're going to go to bed at the same time they're going to go to bed, whether they played at noon or whether they played at 7.
Right.
So, I mean, does it make that much difference?
No,
really?
It doesn't. That whole flex thing to me is just the whole NFL, let me make the most out of my money here.
100%.
That's completely what it is.
NBC is paying billions with a B.
Yeah.
I mean, they're paying a shit ton of money.
And they put a ton of money in the Packers preseason.
They did.
Yeah. So.
And already, they've already announced that the Bears-Rams game in L.A. has been flexed. That's going to be a Sunday night game.
Really? Really.
Yeah. Yep. It's supposed to be a 3:25 start. Now it's going to be a 7:20 start, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They've already announced.
Yeah. Well, come on.
And that is going to mean a whole lot more to the start Bears, of the season, I think, at that point than the Rams.
We looked each other in the eye.
Right.
And we said.
Right in your monocle.
No. Honestly.
Yeah.
And I didn't say 9. I said 8.
Yeah.
I said 8-8.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Like an 8-8 team.
And now, if they're not a 11-win team.
If they're not a playoff team.
No, I don't care about that. If they're not an 11-win team.
Yeah, 11's fair.
Honestly,
why don't you pull up the remainder of the schedule there?
Here he goes.
Given that you're that whole stats guy.
I am about to.
Well, it's what you do. Why don't you have...
Okay, there's not enough liquor and therapy in the world to undo that.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, so here's the rest of the schedule. So with a victory today, they are 1-2-3. There's 7-3.
The boy can count.
Yeah, man.
Play 10 games, 7-3.
Sure.
They have at Detroit on Thanksgiving.
Win.
At the Giants.
Win.
Because Eli Manning sucks.
He's
He's bad.
And bad.
Although I do have Barkley on my fantasy team.
That's okay.
Oh, you know what?
Saquon can
here's one for you that I did not. I misspoke. I said the game was in L.A. It's not. It's at Soldiers Field.
Okay.
So home against the Rams.
Win.
Home against Green Bay.
Win.
At San Francisco.
Win.
And then you wrap up at Minnesota.
Win.
I don't know about that Rams game. I think it's the only one I disagree on.
I know, man.
The Rams are good.
But you're being fanboy.
I like saying win.
I mean, they've got 6 games left. They're 7-3. If they go 500, they're a 10-win team. And they could go more than 500. We just looked at the teams they're playing.
Right.
Yeah.
This could be an 11-12 win season.
Right.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
And I would have given my left nut for like 6-7 months.
I would have loved...
Seriously,
a 500 season would have been a great building block for 2019.
Yeah,
I'd have been like, all right, great,
and like a feeling of
hope.
We're moving in the right.
Hope.
Yes,
yeah, 100%.
And like, I mean, before we went into this tonight, we all talked about, oh, you know, it's late night and whatever, blah blah. And Jay's like, no, man, Bears fucking good.
Yeah, and they're gonna
fucking crush some fucking nuts, man.
They showed it, man.
You had the better idea than I did.
Didn't we say though?
Nope.
Hey, when was the last time you can feel this excited?
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, and exactly. And they showed
and
it.
And I didn't. And I didn't. It. I didn't feel it in 2012.
No, you didn't.
I feel it now.
Yeah.
Nobody did.
No, I really do.
Because you. Had, I mean, back then you.
And I
mean,
care.
I care
about these
great,
kids, man.
You care about the kids, Chicago.
Right.
Gonna be the kids, Chicago.
Yeah.
My man.
And they covered. Just so everybody knows.
Oh, did they cover?
They did.
Oh,
the line was opened at 3 and actually dropped to 2.5. I was kind of surprised by that, but they covered.
I don't.
So it's all good.
I told you, and I told you.
Touch that. Right.
You know,
that's how we cover.
I have one more small tidbit.
Sure.
Please do.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel, or what does it mean, that the Bears kept going for all those 2-point conversions tonight?
I appreciate
it. I like going for 2, to be honest with you, because the math tells you to go for 2.
At that time.
At any time.
You
should almost.
But no tie to the 3 dingers.
Conventional. I mean, he kicked the game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
They could have gone for it. They didn't. They could have punted. They didn't. They went for the field goal.
And there was
a
question at that time.
And it was right down. Every kick tonight was right down
the
middle.
There was a question at that time.
Yeah.
Do we go for it or does he do this?
Right.
And When he kicked it, I was like, yep.
All right.
You do this.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it was one of those psychological.
I hope so.
You know, maybe. Lonely really, field goal I kicker moment so. Type things,
maybe,
right?
Maybe.
Because it's like, okay, his dingers came at during extra points, right?
Right. Well,
they didn't hesitate on the field goals.
Came on all four of them.
Yeah. That's true. They didn't hesitate on the field goals.
It was four?
Yeah, man.
He had to post four times.
Oh, wow.
One field goal, three extra points.
So four angels got their wings.
Yep.
Correct.
Correct. But I think that they...
I hope there's another way for that to happen because I don't want this kid to do it.
I mean, the conventional wisdom in the NFL is don't go for two unless you have to.
Right?
Right? That's the conventional wisdom.
Correct.
But the math tells you go for two every time. Every time you should go for two.
True.
You should never kick an extra point.
So no correlation there. It was pure math.
No. I'm not. No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I'm glad they did it because the math tells them to do it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Just tell me the truth, Joe. I can handle it.
That's the truth.
This isn't a few good men. Okay.
All right, fine. Here's the truth. Do I think that they flaked on Cody Parkey a little bit? Yeah.
Okay.
100% do.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So he's a little fragile, but all field goal kickers are.
Correct.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever. But
all right. Own your truth, man.
Yeah. It's right.
I like you, Betty. It's Danny, sir.
Danny.
Yeah.
And a clock on the wall, kids.
Okay.
Yeah, so, it's a ticking.
So we want to, first off, thank Jose Cisneros
no,
for coming
no, no,
down.
No, no, no.
Yes,
no,
we
no.
do.
Yes, we do.
Thank you all for being so gracious, letting a fanboy mark like myself.
That's true.
Come on
we
the
didn't
show.
Even, we didn't even right? call you that yet.
You know, well, no, because it's, you know, self.
You're going to be gone before that.
So. Yeah, we're going to wait till you leave and then call you.
Self-defense.
Right? I never talked behind your back. No,
never.
No.
Never.
Well, just wait till you leave.
Bleeding.
Just wait till you leave. Oh.
Yes. It's the only way we can roll.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to another opportunity. Thank you both. Seriously.
Hey, man.
Awesome Rams.
Anytime you can make it down.
Rams Bears are on the Sunday night football. Just saying.
Let's see what we can do.
All right. Make it work.
That's right. We want to thank you for listening to these two editions of It's That Podcast. We are on Facebook, www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. We are on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at J, the letter.
The letter.
Sweet Shirley. We are on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Alexa. We hope you enjoyed the Big Bear victory 25-20 over the Viking. We'll see you next Sunday. We're going to watch the Bears and eat a bunch of food on Thursday, and then we'll be back Sunday with a wrap of NFL in general. Maybe a little CFB. Maybe a little Bears recap from the game on Thursday. So we want to thank you guys. Thanks for tuning in. And again, thanks to Jose Cisneros for joining us on this episode of It's That Podcast. Oh, fuck the Bears.
Peace.